Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Good day. So, today is all going to be about true potential. We all have it. You have it. I have it. And the key is, how do you attain it? You know, it's funny. I have a very good friend that played in the NHL, great hockey player, played over in Europe as well. We were having a discussion around true potential, and really, if you break it down, your true potential is if you were to imagine and take like this white canvas of your mind right now and just imagine up in the left quadrant, you've got true potential. And in order to get true potential, you've got to go through a couple of steps. Those steps are action. So, you know, relating it back to when he was growing up and knowing that he had this goal, this aspiration, desire, the dream, and we all have them. That's your potential, your dream. The actions then produce what we call a result. So if you think about the right top quadrant of your canvas of your mind, imagine true potential, then action, and then let's talk about what that means. Well, first of all, in order to do what he had accomplished as his goal, he had to do various actions or activities, if you want. And those activities were likely practicing his craft, skating, conditioning, mindset, obviously the skill. Putting it in the net, getting it in the corner, going, you know, and learning about some of the failures, losing a ton of games, winning a bunch of games, winning a big trophy. So the fact is, every time you go out and take action, know that it's going to produce what we call a result. This is where things go off the rails for a lot of people. Result, depending on what that is, from the activities or the actions that you took, start to develop this insight, if you want to call it. And depending on how you react to the insight is really what happens next. And that is getting yourself from a result over to your belief system. So imagine in your own life right now, and I'll come back to the hockey story in a minute. If you've been taking activities and actions or doing activities and taking actions, and you were getting a result, and that result kept on telling you that it was hard or something is not working or you're not getting necessarily the outcome that you're looking for, it's not positive. But what you're not realizing is the negative is how you become positive. And you have to take those learnings, turn them into something so it stacks, or what I like to call pivot. It's okay to pivot to get the result that you're looking for. Because pivoting is going to tell you that there's another way. And you do not have to be denied. You just have to find a way. And that is the beauty when you get it in your mindset to look at everything with a positive attitude, learning from that mistake, learning from what happened to mitigate the potential of having it happen again. So therefore, producing a new result. And let's assume that after you know, maybe one or two or 10, it doesn't really matter, but you get a positive result. What happens to your belief system when you get a positive result? Ha. So here's the thing. I know what you felt when you get a positive result, because you just imagined it in your mind. But I want you to go back a little bit and think that, hey, if I look at a negative result or not my desired result, I won't call it negative, not the desire you were looking for. Therefore, you look at that the same way as the positive and you gain the same feeling knowing that you're going to learn another way, finding a way to get the result you're looking for, because that builds up belief. And believe me, to get to your true potential, you've got to believe. You've got to believe in yourself, for one. That is absolutely number one. But what happens most of the time when people get a negative result, let's call it, or a result that's not necessarily favorable, after they've taken maybe numerous activities, or maybe sometimes in some people's case, they've only tried it once and they say, ah, it's not for me. It's too scary out there. I need to predict things in my life. Well, let me tell you something like right now. If you're looking for a predictable life, then you're going to lead a very boring life, to tell you the truth, because it's the unpredictability, it's the uncomfortable that really helps you get to that next level. And hey, listen, maybe you're doing really well and you're happy with that which you've created and you're just going to coast on that. And that's purely up to you. I mean, I always say to people, what's good for you is good for you. But here's the thing. I know most people, and if you're like me, or you're like any other leader out there that leads to win, you have to ask yourself the question, am I leading to win? Am I leading my life to get to that next level? Because I can tell you absolutely, no matter where you are, at whatever level it is in your life, you can always get to a new one. You can always grow. You can always, you know, find new ways to give back, even if you are doing really well, for example. Give that knowledge away. Help some other people. That's true potential. But it's a process. You have to take the activities, the actions, turn them into a result. Whatever that result is, it's going to determine what you have to do next to get a more favorable result towards whatever it is you're going after. So it builds up belief systems. But here's the great thing about belief systems is you can actually create the belief system already and then have your body, and I'll get into more of what this means, but there's a huge alignment between, you know, your physical and obviously, you know, the mental, which we cannot see. And when you connect those with alignment, and I'm going to give you some really cool tools as we move forward here. And I'm defining a way for you guys to build on each show as you can start to listen in. Because one thing I know for sure is because you're listening, you know you're learning things. And that's a true statement. You are listening and you know you're learning things. That's why you're here. So I want to continue doing this for you and provide opportunities and get yourself through that navigation of hitting some new levels and being on the move with me as Coach Chris, because I genuinely care. Because I'm doing the same things, guys. I'm actually going after my dreams, my desires, hitting my true potentials, failing, and failing huge. In fact, I've failed more than I've succeeded. But it's the successes that have carried through and create so much opportunity to level up, go get it, and get through things in life. And I'm going to give you this toolbox. This is going to be part of your toolbox. And here's a tool for you to start to really practice this true potential. Okay. Take out a, piece of paper, and I want you to write down 1 year from now. 1 year from now. And I'm going to be the person you write the letter to. You don't have to actually send it to me, so don't worry about that. Unless you want to, but, you know, if you don't know me, that might be weird. Just joking. But here's the thing. Write down 1 year from now as if I'm gone to Nepal and you can't catch me on a cell phone. I'm not checking email. So you're going to have to snail mail that to me. So I'll need you to take out your pen to crystallize your thought, because there is way more power in writing with your hand in terms of brain power and connection to your vision. Okay, so don't type this out. I need you to write it. And I need to write like old school. Pretend you don't have a computer. Write it old school. Snail mail it to yourself, or pretend it's to me, and tell me all the amazing things that have happened to you that you desire. And then what I want you to do is read that. And I want you to truly figure out the things 1 year from now that you do desire, and then reiterate that and reiterate it. Get it down to a point where you can create that vision. And then we're going to go on a great adventure together. And I'm going to give you the tools to get where you need to go. And we're going to play the 100 game. Okay. Cause I know unequivocally it works. And I'm going to show you ways that you can focus on areas of your life that you want to improve. And we're going to play the 100 game. So let's get ready, folks, because I'm not going anywhere. We're 100 days in from here, and we're going to see where everybody is, because this is a bit of a challenge. And the beauty is, because this is a podcast, you can start that 100 any single time, any time you want. And then you can go 100 days from there. But here's the deal. If you do not do what you're going to do over the 100 days, and we're going to, you know, outline all that. This is just the beginning, guys. We're going to outline everything, so don't get too uptight, but just know that you're going to commit to something for 100 days, and you're going to move the needle in your life, because it's about time you take full responsibility for everything, and I'm going to help you get there, because I actually have a framework, and the beauty is I have tons of friends around me that are absolutely incredible at what they do, and I'm going to bring you some awesome stuff. I'm going to interview first my partners we have some really amazing things that we're going to share. And one of them is going to be NLP, which is going to rock your world. Okay. So enjoy the day. You're on the move with me. So that means do something nice for someone and go kick ass.